Dazzling, soulful, and refined are some of the words that have been used to describe the voice of Koko Mbasi, a singer from Cameroon. Mbasi spent years singing backup for some of Africa's biggest stars, performers who have thriving international careers. Now she's singing her own songs on her first solo CD in the United States, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Koko Mbasi listened to all kinds of music when she was a little girl in Cameroon, but her favorites were big band jazz, Makossa, the local dance music, and George Frederick Handel. Her father had studied in Great Britain and brought back a recording of Handel's Messiah. Mbasi says he played it every Sunday, before or after church.
And he put it very loud, you know, he used to put it very loud in the house, and it was like something grand, I don't know, like something very solemn. This music, I don't know, something that really made me just want to stay silent and just listen.
Listening to those strings and voices, singing in a choir became one of Koko Mbasi's dreams. Her friends and family knew she could sing because she used to win first place awards in local talent shows. But her father, a university dean, thought she should get an education. When Koko was 13, he sent her to Paris to live with her sister and study in the European school system. So Koko Mbasi found a choir there. At 19, she joined the Cherubs, a popular Franco-African gospel choir.
It was the first and only time I sang in a group where, you know, we're like brothers and sisters and really a peaceful thing.
After singing in the choir for 5 years, the conductor asked Mbasi to sing lead.
Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with bearing hand. Go blow them ramparts, Joshua cried, cause the battle is in my hand.
In Paris, where there's a well-established community of African musicians, word spread that Koko Mbasi was a hard worker who could sing a wide range of styles. She was hired to sing backup for some of Africa's biggest stars, including Salif Keita and Manu Dibango. She also worked on her own songs, hoping one day to start a solo career. In 1996, she entered one of her songs in a contest sponsored by Radio France International and won first prize. Bella Bowie directed the competition.
She was just great singing. She got a great feeling, and she got emotion. And emotion, this is the most important thing in music, emotion.
On her new CD, Koko Mbasi sings about what, for her, are large subjects: God, women, her homeland. In one of the more strangely upbeat numbers, she sings about an old flame who drank too much.
Because of the difficulties of your life, you took the habit of closing your eyes behind bottles. I felt the pain. I offered you my heart and my love, but you declined. So much pain. Profunda sensação, profunda vibração, profunda sensação, meu coração.
Profunda sensação, profunda vibração.
Critics have noted how effortlessly Koko Mbasi incorporates a wide range of styles on her new CD. In one song, written by her husband, who also plays double bass on the album, she's backed by a simple string quartet, creating a kind of classical African folk song. The song is based on an ancient legend of a truth-teller named Mundene.
And his mission was to tell the chiefs, our local chiefs, when they went wrong, you know, to give them advice, usually in front of all the people. So when the chiefs were violent, they could, like, just say, kill him, because he said this, he's dishonored me in front of the people. And it became a proverb, a saying, this sentence which says, do not kill Mundene. Speak ill of Mundene if you want, but do not kill Mundene, because he's useful to us. He saves us. I think we still need this today, even though it does not really exist anymore.
Chita Motonye, Zima Pongedi Wuse, Jika Motonye Longe, Zima Pongedi Wuse.
Coco Mbasi says her husband told her he wrote the song with her in mind because he sees her as a truth teller in matters both personal and political. In a song she calls A Prayer for Africa, she denounces the violence that has ravaged the continent. Mbasi says her native Cameroon is a country rich in resources like oil and coffee, yet the people remain relatively poor and exploited by those who want to control those resources.
For example, the oil in the Cameroon has been exploited by the French since 1920, and I think it would be accurate to say 80% of the benefits go outside and not to us. You almost wish that there would not be all these riches, because our government is always struggling with that European influence. Instead of taking care of kids, like building schools, building hospitals, taking care of education, and nature has given us everything, and I don't understand why there should be so much struggle and so many difficulties.
Coco Mbasi, her new album is called Sepia, The Color of Old Photographs, because she says many of these songs are memories, and because it's an easy word to understand no matter what language you speak. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
Longer, see my ponga di wuse.